Hello, I'm Howard, and welcome to the 9320 Review Podcast, the show that thinks that football should be thanking Manchester City for letting the little guys have a pop at the trophy. We're looking back at you-know-what, a weird feeling, as it's been a couple of years since we last felt that feeling. To do so, big guns in again, it's Asan and Lloyd. Good afternoon, Asan.
Afternoon, Howard.
How are you feeling?
Okay. Fair to middling would be the appropriate response to my current emotional state.
Yeah, it's a bit weird at the end. It didn't feel like everything was on the line for that penalty shootout, if you know what I mean.
No, I agree.
Probably because we're holders, let's be honest. So.
I think the fact that we'd won it last year, and also penalty shootouts are such a lottery in a way, although somebody did reply to me and say they're the opposite of a lottery, which I can also kind of see the merit in. But anyway, the point is that it's such an arbitrary way to decide the outcome of a football match that it's very difficult to get too pained if you lose it. I think it would have been a lot worse had we conceded in extra time and lost in that fashion.
No, I'd rather have done that. Anything to avoid penalties. I've just realised it's the Cup semi-final this weekend. Please don't go past extra time again on Saturday.
Imagine.
Please.
Oh my God, they'll be absolutely shagged if that happens.
Shagged, and yeah, my nerves would be gone for good. Lloyd, good afternoon. How are you? And how are you feeling?
Afternoon. Yeah, I feel okay, actually. Pretty sanguine. Well, you know, first 20-ish minutes aside, I thought we generally played really well. We created the chances to win. We didn't take them. I think after last year, to even be in this position where, you know, we're completely deep for three of the trophies after a treble, I think is amazing, irrespective of how this season pans out, whether we win nothing, whether we win the Premier League, whether we win the FA Cup. And to be honest, I just left the ground feeling proud of the players and the effort. You know, they were absolutely dead on their feet as of most of extra time. A lot of the key guys were struggling, and I thought the performance levels were generally still really high. Madrid were, you know, playing like a League One team, I think, to be honest, particularly in the second half. So it is what it is. I think it just underlined how difficult it is to win the Champions League, really, and I'd accuse myself of this, was maybe like a little bit overconfident going into the game, and that kind of went through that a bit when we did the spaces yesterday with Stefan. So I'm pretty sanguine about it all.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll come back to some of those points in a bit. I felt worse, Asan. To be honest, I have felt worse after defeats. I don't think anything will compare to the Champions League final defeat to Chelsea, because I'd probably built it up as our moment for so long that it felt worse in the relegation. This one's a lot more manageable, and as I think Lloyd's pretty much summed it up, a bit of zen this season. As you know, when you're coming off the back of a treble, I expected a drop off, and I feel the weight of expectation is lifted for at least one season, slightly. In a way, does this make any sense to you? I think I'm feeling a bit worse than you two. I think I'd feel better if City hadn't played that well, Asan. In that, I just feel a bit frustrated, as Lloyd said, that, well, we were pretty down, you know, second half especially, at half time maybe, but like, no, and we'll get to that early stage of the game that I think merits some discussion of its own, because people will inevitably compare it to how we laid into Madrid last season. But when you look at that game at home, that game as a whole, it's like, that's why, if I feel bad, it's because, well, we actually did what we could and still didn't get through to the next round. And sometimes that can feel worse than just saying, yeah, we were crap and deserved to lose, and that's that, and be annoyed for that reason. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. It does. It makes a lot of sense. I think maybe the reason I feel slightly differently, in particular this season, or in particular this season in the Premier League, I've sort of got used to this idea that like, you can't be entitled to anything. Like, you're not entitled to win a game because you play well for 85 or 90 minutes. The reality is that there is another team on that pitch with you, and football, a game like that, 11 against 11, one round ball, I think that there's so much of it that comes down to things that are out of everybody's control that it's just, it was such in the end, it was, sorry, go on.
Now I was just going to say Madrid are the cockroaches of European football, yeah, which is not,
they are,
which is not slagging them off. It's like the number of times I've seen them win this tournament and not even play well half the time. They just don't, you can't kill them off. That's why last season's match was so special, because they were absolutely destroyed, which is rare. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, look, I don't know whether it was in the preview that we did, I did with Steve, or whether it was on the spaces that I did with Stefan and Lloyd yesterday, but one of the things that I said was that my feeling was that we had to be a little bit careful about looking at the performance in the Bernabeu and going like, oh yeah, that's it, we're that good. Because we scored three worldies. It's not like we, you know, I think if we'd carved them open six or seven times, right, and we had three tap-ins in at the back of the net, you could kind of go, all right, you can see the blueprint for what we do next week. The truth is that they were defensively better than they were a year ago. And I think that we weren't, like, it just wasn't a game that I looked at last night going into it and going, yeah, we're going to blow them away. My feeling was it's going to be a really properly fine margins game. And I think that if you fast forward all the way to the end, well, I kind of fell all the way through the game in moments. There were moments where you go, oof, you know, Erling hits the bar. There's the Bernardo chance that just kind of bounces off his knee. There's a lot of nearlies. There's a lot of nearlies. Kev's big chance. Foden's big chance. There's a lot of those little moments that in the Champions League, you need to make them count. And if you don't make them count, you could get punished. And I think that one of the things that happened as the game went on, which I actually think was bad for us, it wasn't so much that Madrid defended really, really well. It's that we realised, fuck, they're not going to do anything else. They're just going to sit here and play dead. And they're going to play with the lowest of low blocks. And I think that we allowed ourselves to... We kind of... So pre-Doku coming on, I think what happened, just in the round, if you look at the game, is I think that we were so focused on playing our natural game that we almost played it too safe. Like, I think the best example is to go, well, we score three bangers from the edge of the area last week, and then a week later at home, nobody has a dig from the edge of the area. Like, we're quite happy to test Lunin, the keeper, from we basically put every single corner, we made it an in-swinger, and we put it right on top of his head. So clearly they fancied that he's a little bit suspect from set pieces, but then nobody's had a dig from the edge of the area. And I don't think that that's a case of people being nervous or scared. I think it's a case of going, well, let's be calm and let's just play our game because we'll find a way through. And I think that what ends up happening is the game state goes from be calm, be chilled, you're going to find a way through, to, oh, there's 15 minutes left and then it's extra time and then it's penalties and we need to score a goal here because otherwise it is going to extra time and penalties and we don't want that. And so it kind of felt as though, even though as the game went on, we had more of the ball, we had more of the ball in Madrid's area, I also felt as though we began to get tenser. And I mean, look, I think KDB's shot in the 80 whatever minute it is, it's an example. But it's just the tension, isn't it? Like, you forget that you're dealing with human beings that are carrying mental and physical fatigue, that are going to feel some level of pressure, and that recognize the game state is not what they thought it was. Because I think that my feeling is 30 minutes into the game at 1-0 down, they're all going, it's fine. I'm not worried here. I'll take this. We'll beat them from here. And because I felt like that. You kind of feel as though, well, you know, it's City. We'll build up a head of steam. A goal will go in on 55, 60 minutes at the latest, and that's it. We'll take the game away from them from there. But Madrid were just better than that in... I think that, obviously, individually, there were some fantastic defensive performances from them. And then I think that from our point of view, yeah, I mean, you need somebody to do something magical when it's just when the block is that low, the defenders are that good, they're that committed to not leaving you any space. Well, you got to do something, and nobody, with the exception of Doku, nobody really did anything to change that dynamic. And that becomes a little bit of a collective thing then, that you go, rather than picking out, you know, Kev or Erling or Phil or Bernardo or anybody and going, oh, it's your fault. I think then you kind of look at the collective and go, all right, you know, you played the game in this way, and when you play the game in this way and the margins are this fine, when it doesn't go your way, it doesn't go your way. And look, we did exactly the same thing in the Champions League final a year ago, and we won the Champions League final. And I think that in a way, I've got to stop saying in a way, but that becomes the difference in a fine margin game, that if you don't take your chance, the opposition get a chance and they take it and they can defend really well, you've got the potential to play really well for 85, 90, 120 minutes and still lose the game.
It's the nature of the competition though, is it not?
I mean, absolutely.
The hard luck stories are 100 wide, probably from other teams as well. And yeah, Barcelona are probably looking at it this week going, how did we shoot ourselves in the foot and are out of the competition now? But that's the nature of this competition. It's just, unless you're so much better than every other team in Europe, there's just no, they're not even close to guarantees that you can win it. You just have the very fine moments, very fine, you know, lit, very fine lines and moments. And I think of the numerous times that won't make it into a highlights package where we did get a ball wide and, you know, some, like Kevin De Bruyne just hit one into the side netting, or the pass wasn't just right, and just little things like that could have made all the difference. I think we did work those positions quite well, considering the block we're up against. But yeah, it just didn't quite come off. Lloyd, I was going to be looking at the wider stuff later. Did you want to say something to what I said? So?
Just to build on what Ehsan said. So obviously, I think I'd preface this by saying we're about to do... I am very sanguine about last night, but obviously we're going to talk about the details, right? So
yeah.
I do think the inability or refusal, and I agree with Ehsan, it being more of a collective thing than an individual thing. I think the refusal to just take a few shots was a big factor last night, particularly in the second half, because I think around 60 minutes, Madrid's intensity of defending their penalty box dipped, and there were quite a few opportunities. I was in the south stand, very close to it, where players turned down, you know, opportunities to take a dig. And you saw in that first leg the benefit you can get from having a shot outside the box, not just us, but obviously Madrid with the deflections. So that was a little frustrating, but I think, like Ehsan said as well, I think it was part of the plan. I think we were trying to be methodical. We were trying to pull them from side to side, tire them, and get the little moments. And I actually think the reality is we created them with the chance for Kev and then the one for Phil where he doesn't get his feet sorted, and we don't take them. So frustrating, but if we are going to microanalyze, I think there were definitely points where Gvardiol, Kev, you know, Rodri, Foden, all those lads could have probably had a dig.
Yeah. Remind me, what was the Foden chance that everyone talks about, the big chance? When was it?
It was in the first half of extra time where the ball was played across to him by Bernardo. He's about 12 yards out, kind of just left of the middle of the goal, and he just completely miskicks it. It comes off his shin. But it's a really good chance, and I think that, you know, that's classic fatigue where Phil's just not concentrated enough, and it kind of just rebounds off his standing leg. But, you know, a fresh Foden, you know, we've seen him score loads of goals like that. He scored a goal against United like that when he flicked it kind of into the top corner with his left foot.
Mm.
So...
thanks for listening to the first 15 minutes of the show. To listen to the full podcast and all our content, including reviews, previews, analysis, quizzes and much more, go to 9320.com to sign up now or simply click the link in the description. So what are you waiting for? Go to 9320.com now for the best, most passionate, impartial coverage of Manchester City and beyond.